Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Wednesday, January 29th. I'm Abby Larico. Missouri began enforcement of its distracted driving law this month after a years-long effort by road safety advocates to ban phone use behind the wheel. One of the people behind the push knows personally how destructive it can be.
You know, once you start talking and you tell people, you know, like, hey, I'm a widow, I have three kids, they lost their dad because of distracted driving, they don't rush you away.
A story of navigating through grief to enact change. Coming up after this news on The Gateway. Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe is backing up his promise to make public safety a centerpiece of his administration with millions of dollars of investment in law enforcement. In his first State of the State address Tuesday, the Republican requested funding to provide equipment and training to departments that, quote, prioritize public safety. He also plans to build a new crime lab for the state police in Cape Girardeau and wants more money for police officers to get a college education.
Achieving safety and security is not just a goal, it's the foundation of opportunity, stability, and progress. My administration is committed to equipping law enforcement with the tools, training, and resources they need to succeed.
Kehoe also wants to boost penalties for reckless driving, selling fentanyl that results in a fatal overdose, and what he calls violent rioting. The governor also says he will not support diversity, equity, and inclusion programs within state government in his administration. During his State of the State address, he said he would be acting against DEI programs in the coming weeks. Representative Ben Baker is the sponsor of legislation that would prohibit state departments from spending money on diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. The Neosho Republican says he appreciated Kehoe's comments as well as other parts of his speech.
It's definitely probably the most conservative governor agenda that I've heard in my time in the legislature for Missouri, and I appreciate that.
Democrats in the legislature expressed mixed feelings after the address. Doug Beck of St. Louis County leads Democrats in the Senate. He said that while he believes his party can work with Republicans on some of the governor's priorities, such as public safety, others left him disappointed.
Really, what was kind of the gut punch to me was the cutting of $300 million out of our neighborhood schools.
The governor's proposed budget for education falls $300 million short of the amount requested by the department. In his speech, Kehoe said the funding formula for schools was out of control. The formula that determines how much state money schools receive was changed last year to take enrollment into account. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration's effort to pause federal payments for grants and other programs. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul, though, says he will press on with a lawsuit, along with five other attorneys general, to sue the administration over the freeze. Raoul says it's unconstitutional for the president to bypass funding that Congress has already approved. In Illinois, that money goes toward child care, law enforcement, and more.
January 20th was an inauguration, not a coronation. Congress is given the power to appropriate the funding. The executive branch cannot unilaterally disregard those appropriations passed by a separate and equal House of Government.
California Attorney General Rob Bonta, who's also a plaintiff, says he thinks the Trump administration was light on details in the memo specifically so they'd cause chaos. The judge's order stops the funding freeze from going into effect until at least Monday. The St. Louis County Council dropped a bill Tuesday that would have allowed residents to vote on a tax on online out-of-state purchases. Councilwoman Lisa Clancy introduced the action. It would have allowed an April ballot measure asking whether to place a local use tax on those purchases at the same rate as the total local sales tax. The county's rate is around 3.5%, although other county jurisdictions add their own. The bill was up for final approval, but during the afternoon meeting, Clancy requested to strike the use tax from consideration. Clancy says after talking to residents and stakeholders, she decided that April is not the right time for this to move forward. In 2021, the Missouri State Legislature passed the so-called Wayfair tax that added an approximately 4.2% levy to online purchases. Food prices are nearly 25% higher than they were before the pandemic. But as Jana Rose Schleiss reports from Columbia, consumers' perceptions of inflation can be influenced by politics.
There's a slight gap between actual food inflation and what customers perceive it to be. Eli Bryant is a research analyst at Purdue University and found that a consumer's politics can affect their economic opinions.
When people's political party kind of aligns with the sitting presidential administration, they tend to view the economy and view inflation a little more favorably, whereas if it doesn't, then they typically view inflation as being a little bit worse, maybe a little higher.
At around 2%, food inflation is down substantially from its peak of 11% in the summer of 2022. For the last 6 months, all consumers, regardless of political stripe, have believed inflation to be higher than it actually is. I'm Jana Rose Schleiss.
University of Missouri researchers have published a study showing for the first time that just 10 days of physical inactivity can increase the risk of Alzheimer's disease. The study was done with rats, but researchers say it confirms observations in humans who can't be studied invasively. Frank Booth is a College of Veterinary Medicine professor emeritus who oversaw the lab and has studied physical inactivity since the 1980s. As the American population ages, he says preventing Alzheimer's is more important than ever.
It's the older population that's growing, and they're the ones that can't really exercise anymore. So we have to get people physically active at a younger age, and then so they maintain it throughout life.
Booth says research shows early indicators of Alzheimer's disease can appear when people are in their 40s. This month, Missouri began enforcement of a distracted driving law. Using a cell phone behind the wheel without hands-free technology can come with fees of hundreds of dollars. The Missouri Department of Transportation reports distracted driving costs about 100 lives in the state each year. Randall Siddons was one of them. He's been described as a life-to-the-fullest kind of guy, a collector of hobbies and an easy maker of friends, married to his high school sweetheart, a father of two young kids with a third on the way. Randall was working at a triathlon near Mizzou's campus one morning in May of 2019 when he was struck by a driver who was video chatting. He never regained consciousness and died of complications from his injuries a month after his youngest child was born. His wife, Adrienne Siddons, had to wait 3 years for justice since at the time the law only prevented phone use for drivers under age 21. I asked Adrienne about how she navigated through her grief to become part of the effort to make roads safer for all Missouri drivers.
It actually fell in my lap, actually. AAA reached out to me, and I thought about it, and it is something, if Randall had lived, he would have jumped at, and he would have done. He would have been the person talking to whoever needed to be talked to get the law changed and affect change however he could have and inspire a positive change, right? They didn't have to convince me because I was glad they were working towards change, especially when I realized how lax and how basically vacant the law was.
And when you had seconds maybe to get a lawmaker's attention, what would you say?
Mm-hmm. Most of the time, I would just describe the event of the day. I would just be like, he wasn't doing anything wrong. He shouldn't have died. But because this law says it's okay for her to do that, my husband lost his life. And most of the time, once you start talking and you tell people, hey, I'm a widow, I have three kids, they lost their dad because of distracted driving, they don't rush you away.
The law that was officially passed eventually, the Siddons Benning hands-free driving law. Mm-hmm. The other part, after Michael Benning, a 46-year-old hit and killed by a suspected distracted driver in Cass County in 2021, mm-hmm. apparently another husband and father mm-hmm. of two.
Myself and Stephanie Benning we'd shown up, we'd advocated a lot, we had done a lot of sharing our personal stories to
affect the change. And I mean, they have 30 different organizations represented in the Hands Free Coalition. You have all of these organizations working together. You know, you would think them on their own could do this. And that's one thing I think I was able to bring to that team was like, it gave it a face, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes I don't know if I say the right thing or if I, you know, if I say enough to like get the message across and to strike a chord with people. But I hope I do. And I hope that, you know, it just kind of, whenever people pick up their phone, they think about it. I could affect not only my life, but someone else's.
The law went into effect August of 2023.
Yes.
And as of January 1st of this year, it's really being enforced with fines and penalties. There are so many other distractions that this law doesn't address.
And one of the overarching goals and like conversations has to be use some common sense, you know, like think about it. Like if you shouldn't be texting and video chatting and watching movies and doing all these things on your phone, you know, should you be rummaging around in the back seat? Like, just pull over. Just be safe. You know, don't take driving for granted.
That was Adrian Siddons, a face in the fight to ban phone use behind the wheel in Missouri, the 49th state to enact such a law. Our Jonathan All edited that piece. You can hear more of my conversation with Adrian on today's episode of St. Louis on the Air. It broadcasts at noon and 7 p.m. and is available wherever you get podcasts like this one. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis. Theme music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.